Ziwei Zan. Dr. Zan is a senior research scientist at the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago. His talk today will be about patterns and trends of place-based disparities in non-medical uses of opiates and synthetics and prescription type of psychotherapeutics in the U.S.
Okay, first I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Alicia Infanti, who is the Senior Research Analyst in NORC, and Michael Mead, who is a Senior Research Scientist and also the Project Manager of this project. Ned English is our GIS Analyst. Greg Bishock is our Project Officer and the founding agency. He's now in the Department of Treasury. This study was commissioned by the Appalachia Regional Commission. This commission was established by Congress about four decades ago. The mission of this commission was to establish strategic alliance and facilitate a local economic development. The objective of our study were to develop a baseline on mental health conditions, substance abuse preference, and access to treatment in Appalachia. We also conducted analysis, and based on that, we conducted an analysis of disparities in substance abuse, mental health, and access to treatment services in this region. What I'm going to present next will be mainly on the long medical use of psychotherapeutics. This region, the Appalachia region, contains 410 counties. We first divided these counties into different groups in terms of their social economic development levels. You can see the counties highlighted with red, in red, actually were distressed counties. And those counties were actually at the bottom 10% in terms of their economic development level, in terms of their poverty level. And also, next to that, we categorized some counties as at-risk counties. We also have some counties, as compared to the national level, we regard those counties as competitive, and also some counties are attainment counties. And between this between distressed and risk counties and attainment and competitive counties, we have transitional counties whose economic development level were somehow between these two groups. This study is part of a larger study. We have a quantitative study component, and we have also have a case study component. For our quantitative study component, we draw data from several sources. Our presentation here will be based on the first two data sets listed in this slide, which is, now these data sets are National Survey on Drug Use and Health. And the second one we used was treatment episode data sets. Our findings in terms of long medical use of psychotherapeutics are for, among the general population, we actually found that the rate of past year long medical use of psychotherapeutics is higher in Appalachia region than outside of Appalachia among adolescents, but lower among adults. And also we look at the differences across economic levels. Within Appalachia, for both adolescents and adults, the rates are higher in distressed, at-risk, or transitional counties than competitive and attainment counties, and higher in central and southern areas than northern areas. We also looked at the treatment episode data set. The records we investigated are treatment admissions. For this population, the risk of tranquilizers and sedatives as one major reason for admission are higher in distressed counties and also higher at risk counties than in other counties. And these rates are much higher in central Appalachia than in northern or southern Appalachia. These are graphical presentations of these findings for adolescents aged 12 to 17. We can see that the rates for at-risk or distressed counties or transitional counties are much higher and significantly higher than adolescents in competitive or attainment counties. And we also observed the differences in terms of their geographical locations. There was much higher rate in southern Appalachia than in central and the northern part of Appalachia. We then look at methamphetamine. Methamphetamine use rates have risen in Appalachia at approximately the same pace in the U.S. as a whole. However, the overall rates in Appalachia region remain considerably lower. This data set suggests that methamphetamine use is not as large of a problem across this region as is widely reported in the news media. And these findings are consistent across different data sets. However, we recognize that given limitations in the available data sources, there are likely to be subpopulations or pockets within this region with higher risk of methamphetamine use that have not been captured. We compared other opiates, synthetics, with methamphetamine use in this region, and we can see that the proportions of other opiates, synthetics, is one major reason for admission or higher than those for methamphetamine. And especially, we noted central Appalachia was hit especially hard. We then look at the trend based on 5 years admission data from 2000 to 2004. We compare the rates in terms of other OPAs and the synthetics between Appalachia region and the U.S. as a whole. And we can see here that the rates are surely increasing for both groups, but the rates in Appalachia region has been rising more rapidly. In terms of the trend of methamphetamine use, we observed that the rates in Appalachia region is lower than the rest of the U.S. And the rate of the increases are about the same. We look at the geographical distributions in this region in terms of painkiller use over the past year among the general population age 12 and older, and we found that the rate of painkiller use is especially higher in eastern Kentucky, the northern part of it, northern part of Tennessee, parts of Georgia, and the northern part of West Virginia. And the rates of painkiller use is especially lower, is relatively lower in Pennsylvania. We conducted a special analysis focusing on coal mining in this area. The coal boom over the past 6 years has resulted in expanded economic opportunity in Appalachia, and the news media has also depicted an increase in drug use in coal mining areas. They cited abuses of painkillers, methadone overdoses, and addiction, OxyContin as major problems. So we conducted a special analysis using test data and HCOP data to explore substance abuse in coal mining counties in Appalachia. what we're going to present next will be mainly will be solely on test data. We combined the defined coal mining areas using data from the National Coal Resources Data System from the U.S. Geological Survey. Coal mining areas within Appalachia demonstrates higher risk of both heroin use and other opiate synthetic use as a major reason for treatment as compared to other areas within the region. We can see that from 2000 to 2004, the rates has increased rapidly for coal mining areas. And this rate, again, is higher than the rate for other areas in for the long coal mining areas in Appalachia. Now, in terms of the use of opiates and the synthetics in this region, we also observed that the rate is much higher in coal mining areas relative to other areas in this region. So our key findings include proportionately that the following. First, proportionately more Appalachia adolescents report long medical use of psychotherapeutics than adolescents in the rest of the nation. Secondly, while risk of methamphetamine abuse are increasing both in Appalachia and nationally, the problem across Appalachia does not appear as large as is widely reported. Again, this result has not supported the news media report that methamphetamine use is really a very serious problem, but this we acknowledge that there may be some pocket areas that have especially high methamphetamine use. Opiate abuse, including prescription painkillers, is a key concern within Appalachia region. This problem has accounted for a growing population of admissions for primary abuse, especially in coal mining areas. Our conclusions are that there are place-based disparities for substance abuse in and across Appalachia. And also, we think that there's a special need to treat people for long medical use of prescription drugs. And finally, we feel there's a need for leadership from the federal, regional, and local levels to address these disparities. We recently released a full report on our website, on our company website, and also the report is available at the Appalachia Regional Commission's official website. If you have questions, you can send me an email. Thank you.